Well, it is tax day. Pretty exciting, right? Tax day. Although I have some closed-circuit news for folks in my neighborhood. Here in southern Michigan, and this happens in a variety of places around the country, so I'll make you aware of this because I didn't realize this until it happened close to me. You see, last fall, there were a series of tornadoes, August of 23, all through my area. We were without power for several days here at my house. Other people, you know, took the brunt of the tornado. But the point is that if you're an area declared as a disaster area, which includes, I think, eight counties in Michigan, your taxes aren't due today. You get a grace period. And depending on how bad the event is, that grace period could be more. It's 60 days in this case. So people in several counties in Michigan can wait to pay their taxes until June 15th. Good for me. Demery Henry is a managing partner at a Green Light Tax Group dedicated to helping taxpayers maximize profits, save their money, improve cash flow through strategic financial planning. Good morning. Glad to have you here.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So if you're in an emergency area, a FEMA declared disaster area, good news. You don't have to pay your taxes today. I didn't know that. My accountant said, hey, I'm not dealing with your taxes right now. I'm like, dude, what are you trying to get me in trouble? He goes, no. He says, first of all, don't call me dude. And secondly, dude. No, you're in the FEMA area. Anyhow, I'm joking. So that's true, right? These are things I wouldn't know unless I work with a professional like yourself.
That's right. That's absolutely true. And so if that did happen, the IRS at least sometimes is gracious and empathetic and will give you a break on that. And so if that's the case, then you do have 60 days. You're right.
Weird. Gracious and empathetic. Two words never associated with the IRS ever.
No.
But let's talk about it. Today is tax day for most people. And if you owe money, even if you ask for an extension, you have to pay the money that you believe you owe right now, correct?
You should. And you can easily do that. Even if you do not have a tax professional, you can go to irs.gov. And right there on the homepage, they make it pretty easy. You don't even have to have an account to log in. You just go click make a payment, and then it'll walk you through the steps so that you can actually file an extension. But here's the deal. If you go and make a partial payment, even if it's $100, $1,000, when you make that partial payment, you are automatically getting an extension. So you don't actually have to fill out the paperwork for the extension. You'll automatically get that if you make a partial payment. So that's really important.
So you got to make some point. Now, talking to another gentleman I know. He owes more taxes than he anticipated, knew he was going to have a bit of a jam. They'll set up a payment plan for you. If you do that, they're a lot nicer to you than if you just say, I'll get to it when I get to it. No. Like you say, make a partial payment, make a plan with the IRS, and they're a lot more agreeable, aren't they?
Absolutely. And here's the thing. You can't run from them. You absolutely cannot. You cannot get the letter in the mail, throw it in the trash, and act like it didn't happen. You absolutely have to deal with it. And if you do deal with it, there are ways that you can make a payment plan. And by the way, even if you don't, like, let's just say that some disaster happened, you had a major medical issue last year, something like that. There's certain things that you can do to actually say, I can't even make this payment. You know, if your income has gone way down because of a medical issue or something like that, the IRS will work with you, but you do have to communicate. You can't just ignore it.
No, you can't ignore it because then it becomes this giant monster gobbling up your existence because they will come to you. Let's talk about some things, though. The IRS, as a general rule, does not call you, correct? They'll send you a letter to initiate conversation.
They will never, ever, ever call you.
Right.
Ever.
So if somebody calls you and says, I'm with the Internal Revenue Service, it's a scam, period. There are no exceptions. However, when you set up a plan, back to the gentleman who owes more taxes than he anticipated, setting up a payment plan. Said, well, now the IRS has to call me to set up this plan. Is that true?
No, they won't call you to set up a plan. Now, let me just clarify. There is one exception where the IRS will call you. If you are already in an active audit where the IRS has sent you letters over and over and over and they're questioning certain things and there is a special IRS agent already been assigned to your case, that IRS agent, they will have a number. But that's when you need to talk to a tax professional. You can't do this by yourself to make sure that it's absolutely not a scam. But if you are in an active audit situation, you'll know it, number one, and that is when the IRS will reach out to you. If you do want to do a payment plan, you know, the IRS is not going to call you and say, hey, we noticed you owe a lot of taxes. taxes and you haven't paid, you haven't communicated to us. So we thought we'd just reach out to you. Absolutely not. They're even sending out letters now with these scammers. They're really, really smart with IRS letterhead on it. I mean, I tell every single one of my clients, if you ever get a letter from the IRS, send it to me. Don't do this on your own.
Well, exactly right. And in fact, a number of years ago, my CPA, I got a compliance audit, which is a random audit just meant for really lucky people like me, which, you know, because they get to go through everything. Usually when they do an audit, they'll say, well, we've identified a problem in this column. We need to focus on this column, right? But with a compliance audit, they look at all the columns. It's a great deal of fun, Demery. I really enjoyed it. It was a great time of my life. Anyhow, they go back and forth. But what I was getting at is my CPA said, no, Steve, you don't get to talk to the IRS person. And I said, why not, Jim? You think I'm going to have a problem with that? He said, yes. Hey, there it is right there. No.
So you mess it all up. You're too emotional.
Exactly.
We all are.
Angry. We all are. I just call it angry. IRS, I mean, my parents went through an audit when I was 12 or 14 years old. It really was a horrible time of my life, and I remember that. So as soon as I thought I was getting audited, I have these nightmares and flashbacks. Mm-hmm. Anyhow, the point being is if you're going to be emotional, if you're going to have streaks of anger, like maybe I do on occasion, let your tax professional like Demery talk to the IRS for you. I never even dealt with them. And in the end, they owed me money. That's how bad this was. The compliance audit, we figured out they owed us money back because of something we made a mistake on, right?
Right. And I'm going to tell you, I call the IRS at least twice a week for my clients.
Right.
Business related, personal related. I even have it on my favorites, the IRS practitioner hotline. So we talk regularly. And you know what? The IRS makes mistakes. They really and truly do. And so if you get a letter, it's like, wait a minute, what is this? First thing is don't freak out. Because that's what everybody always does is they freak out when they get a letter from the IRS. And that's the first mission I have when my clients call me with a letter is I have to calm them down. We have to do a little bit of therapy session. And then I go through, okay, this is actually what we're going to do. We're going to call. We're going to fix this. We're going to solve this problem. Paper wins audits. Paper wins questions. And we know how to solve this problem. But they can't eat you, number one. And, you know, all we have to do is respond, communicate and provide proper documentation and give them what they need. And nowadays, it's actually a lot easier than it was when your parents went through an audit because we have, you know, we have computers and we have the internet and we have the IRS is even up to date. We can fax them information very easily. So we can solve problems pretty quickly as long as we stay on top of it.
And don't use potty words when you talk to the IRS because you're not going to talk to them. You're going to be very good about it. Your professional is going to talk to them. Yes, it'll cost you a little bit more to have your CPA talk to them, but it will save you grief and money in the long run, I believe, anyhow, Demery. Tell people how they can get a hold of you. It's tax day. If they are looking for a second opinion on taxes, how do they find you?
You can find us at gltaxgroup.com. You just click on that little button at the top of the website. It'll take you directly to a scheduling mechanism where you can schedule a call, and we don't charge anything for any sort of initial consultation or calls. So it's super easy.
GL, that's in green light, gltaxgroup.com. Why not? Give Demery a call. If you're jammed up and you've got questions, there's your lifeline today, folks. Demery, thank you for being here.
Yeah, thank you so much, Steve. I appreciate it.
Yeah, have a great day. gltaxgroup.com. If you're looking for a second opinion, there you go. Straight ahead, Tom Barrett's running for a seat in the United States Congress. He's joining me on taxes after the break.
Have you developed a complex medical issue or symptoms no one can figure out? It may be time to give the James Clinic a call. We're an integrative medicine clinic that works outside the box with a full spectrum of modalities to treat your issues. We are opening soon at 22nd and Van Dyke in Shelby Township with our partners, The Living Springs, with an entire wellness lounge at your disposal. Check us out today, jamesclinic.com, or give us a call, 636-751-945.
The cost of heating and cooling your home seems to be going up every year, and you know it. But there's something you can do. With the WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, you can cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. How? If you have a well in your yard and use propane, natural gas, heating oil, or even wood, the patented WellConnect system could save you a ton of money. That's right, your well is the renewable green energy source for your WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, delivering a state-of-the-art heat pump usually in less than a day. WellConnect is the Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Get connected to WellConnect right now, and you can still qualify for a 30% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113.
When you're a foster parent, you play a lot of roles.
Provider, giving a foster child a safe home, healthy meals, and hope.
You're always there.
You're a cheerleader.
Your family. You would do anything for a child in your care.
Every day is different. Every need is different. But one of the most impactful roles you can play in life is being a foster parent. See why at michigan.gov/hopeforahome. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.